House Majority Leader Dick Armey said today that at least some members of the House Ethics Committee will be reappointed for the next Congress, enabling them to continue the committee's investigation of Speaker Newt Gingrich. But Democrats quickly pointed out that Armey is still leaving open the possibility of replacing the committee's chairwoman and several other members. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Under normal circumstances, the Speaker and the Minority Leader would appoint equal numbers of Republicans and Democrats to the Ethics Committee. But these circumstances are not normal. The Speaker of the House faces allegations that his political organization abused the tax code, and the probe in September turned to the possibility that Gingrich misled the committee's special counsel. As the subject of the investigation, Gingrich has given his appointment power to his second-in-command, Majority Leader Dick Armey. And until today, Armey had indicated he would follow a House rule that would replace 7 of the 10 committee members just as the much-stalled and bitterly fought investigation seems to be drawing to a close. The rule sets a 6-year limit on serving on the ethics panel. Democrats accused Gingrich and Armey of trying to handpick the jury. Minority Whip David Bonnier today said the House modifies its rules all the time, and this one isn't nearly as important as the integrity of the investigation.
Since this rule was adopted in 1989, it has never been invoked to remove a member from the committee. Well, we will challenge us on the floor of the House if they go ahead and do this.
Armey today issued a statement that obviously the 6-year limit should not apply to the 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats on the Ethics Investigative Subcommittee. Those are the members working directly with the special counsel, James Cole. Weeks ago, they urged their caucus leaders not to remove them. But Armey also said he and Minority Leader Richard Gephardt should find the best way to reconcile the 6-year limit with the demands of the case. That sparked a harsh response, including this from Texas Democrat Lloyd Doggett.
This is nothing more than another act of sabotage in a course of many of an ethics process that until this case arose had generally been viewed as impartial.
Watchdog groups also weighed in today, among them Common Cause, which worked with Gingrich in 1988 in the ethics case against Democratic Speaker Jim Wright. Common Cause this afternoon was drafting a letter to Gingrich and Armey, a letter warning that any change in the committee membership would fatally cripple public confidence in the investigation. I'm Peter Overby in Washington.